Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Two seemingly opposing things can be true, right? You would do anything for your children. Let me lead you. Would you do anything for your
Absolutely.
Children?
Absolutely.
Would you stop loving your children?
I would not.
I believe that everybody that I know believes that. How do we get to a generation where the majority or the overwhelming consensus is that they're beyond reach?
Self-accountability. And what I mean by that is our generation, we know how to tell each other, I'll do anything for my children. I love my children. I'm proud of my children. Adults say that to other adults. How often do adults tell their children, I'm proud of you, I love you, I'll do anything for you?
They tried to count me out, I'ma gon' count me in. Fill up my bank account, now I got something to spend.
Gotta figure it out because
season here.
I think that gives you more visibility too.
Yeah.
I know people that are getting traction say you gotta go live and they platform rewards you for that. Enough about that though. Welcome to the Dead Son Show.
Yeah.
We had meaningful conversations about life through the lens of fatherhood. It's for fathers, those with fathers, and the fatherless, so nobody's left out. These are the conversations we want our sons to access as they grow through life and the manhood, so no topics are off limits. I'm one of your hosts, D. Johns.
I'm your other host, James Johnson.
James Johnson. Yes, sir. Where are you? You kind of cheating. James Johnson?
Jay Black.
You got a Jay Black.
No, I'm Jay Black today because I don't have my button downs.
Yeah.
That's a whole persona, man.
We ain't seen James Johnson in a minute.
He might be gone till after football season.
You're gone till November.
Yeah.
Said he out of here.
Yeah. What's good with you, man? How everything been moving? What your week look like?
Everything been great, man. We are, vamp life right now. We on the late night.
Yeah.
Late night. This is pod number 2, man. Just had a real good conversation. So I'm in pod 4 in the week. Then get an update that breakthrough done broke.
Yeah.
Clean through, pure wet to the other side.
Yeah.
Thank God for that. In all seriousness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big sigh of relief,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, gotta breathe.
First full week of school, kind of in the rhythm. Had a little hiccup this morning. Had a first oversleep.
Yeah.
Overslept. But neighbor came through. It's the beauty of having family.
Yeah, that village priceless, ooh, trust me.
That village, man. But yeah, how about you back in the back in the grind.
In the throes. This school kicked off this week for me. It's loaded too.
I'm about to say, what your load look
man,
like?
Man, it's standing room only, man. It's almost like everybody, I feel like everybody went and had a meeting and ooh, said they going back to school, man.
Ooh.
And these Coliseum rooms are back, front to back, but.
They got the stadium.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'm front row front.
Yeah.
I talk to everybody at the front. Yeah. You're going to see me.
I need the information.
Yeah. I'm front though. Shout out. How you doing?
So I'm here to get the info, not to get fined. Not to get fined.
Yeah, but everything good. It was a good, strong week, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to cut the chatter. We're going to get right to it in this episode. We're going to get a tight 40.
Yeah. I'm talking about tight 40.
That might be a whole lot of editing. We're going to see, man. We had a, you sent me something in my inbox.
Yeah.
First of all, shout out to the, to everybody that tapped in on the listener letter. It was a comment, but we posed it as a listener letter.
Yeah.
On Facebook and IG, people were giving like meaningful responses and commentary. Right. So I think we'll continue that. Just start picking up. It's a few of them that make sense.
Yeah.
That we kind of, we've gone back and forth in the comments, specifically on YouTube about an episode, but they will make for good like questions and responses. So we'll get on that.
Also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Got some good feedback today. A listener reached out and asked if they could follow us on Apple Podcasts.
Absolutely.
So we sent that link over, so we good.
Absolutely. Follow on Apple, Spotify, Audible.
Yeah.
So if you want your books and your podcasts next to each other, we can do that. We right there.
Yeah.
I don't know what platform. I don't think I'm on. I think I took it off of I forgot which one it was, but it was one that basically takes your content and they do whatever you want. You can't be monetized. But everywhere else, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you can get podcasts in a mainstream format, you can find Dear Son.
Dear Son.
You might have to type the comma, but that's it. Yeah, shout out to everybody that's speaking up. We need it.
Yes.
We need it. And I realize that I can't take for granted that people actually know what's happening, because these platforms don't, just because you have X number of followers, you actually get 1/10 of those followers or 1% of those followers that see your stuff on a regular basis.
Right.
Until you get activity.
Yeah, yeah.
So people say they want to follow you. The platforms are like, but really? But really though, we're going to have this content and but what we ain't going to do is complain. We're going to keep motion. So
motion.
For those on the audio platform, I'll insert it. But you sent me this from the good, what do we call them? The good brother, the polarizing brother, the Fort Worth repping for sure.
Man, right. I still clear giving them a title. It's just, I'll be honest though, and I'd like to see more of our culture. Sometimes just give somebody an ear. Mm. It don't necessarily mean you agree with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can pick some little nuggets out of there, like, I don't like everything you just said, but you had something buried in that thing, and this was one of them.
The messenger is always going to fail.
Yeah.
Focus on the message.
Yeah.
Don't miss it. But this is Charleston White. I want to make sure, well, it'll be inserted, so it'll be clear, but we're gonna listen to it right now in real time. And we're going to talk about this, talking about what he believes the future of this generation is. Let's get into it.
Does not have a message. Their ears are closed to anything that they don't idolize. They don't listen to their parents. They don't listen to the teachers. They don't listen to the coaches. They only listen to what they idol. That's a rapper. So this generation will not have a message of young people. They will not have a message. They will not have a messenger. They will be destroyed. This group here, that's why you see 10-year-old kids dying. That's why if you look at the death toll and then you look at the youth murders, that's why you see old people killing each other. Old people aren't dying of old age right now. They're living. We're outliving our youth. We're going to spend the next 20 years watching young people die like we did in the 90s so we can purge and cleanse a new generation of people. We fed hate to this group of kids. This group don't know love. This group don't know loyalty. And you can't develop those concepts in such a time of turmoil, this bloodshed right now.
All right, so just a quick caveat, because we're doing this in real time, I didn't think about the music that was playing underneath it. So if it's not inserted in full, it's because of the music, but we'll put the link below to where it is and you can go watch it or listen to it. And like we can paraphrase it here, but what you think? That's a pretty hot take. And I don't know. We kind of talked about it before in terms of his contribution to the media space. Sometimes he's doing these hot takes to get a reaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes rooted in an intent for a change to come.
Right.
And sometimes he's working those changes. I don't know the brother. So
to me,
it's all entertainment. That's how I feel about any content that's out there, unless I actually have an experience with the person. But That's a pretty damning judgment on this generation. And he's talking about our kids.
He is. I think it's heavy and I think it's thought provoking, but necessary. Immediately when I listened to it, I listened to the entire thing and I sent it to you.
Yep.
You're the first. My first reaction was I shot it to you like, hey, man, run this. Check this out. What you think about it? I think a lot of it is relevant. There are some extremes in there. The majority of it is extreme, but necessary in a sense that a lot of times our generation and other generations are writing off that this current generation. They're like, these kids, they don't know anything. But the biggest thing that stood out to me in his statement was at the end when he said that we showed that generation hate. We gave up on them as a whole. We didn't show them any love, loyalty, no compassion. And that they are a product of that. You know, we fell into, and I say we, society fell into a grind, go get it mode. Yeah. You know, nobody gonna get me. I gotta get you before you get me type mentality. And it rubbed off on these children. So now the morals that we used to complain about things being too overbearing, we were so busy trying to be adults as children that by the time we became adults, we were so busy trying to tell people, you're not going to tell me what to do. I'm going to be free. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to live out loud. Mm-hmm. Well, your children were listening. So now we're having children early because that was that phase, that era. We were having early childhood pregnancies, if you will.
Yeah.
So now children were raising children. Grandmothers were raising their grandbabies as their children. So now this live out loud, do what I want, because I'm tired of people trying to tell me what to do. Those children absorb that mentality and that energy. And now it's coming out, you know, like they say, country term, chickens. What is it? The chickens coming home to roost or whatever.
Home to roost, yeah.
But so now we want to write them off and we want to be sick of them. And hey, you don't have a messenger. You don't have anything to say. You don't have a message. Whose fault is it, though? Did we give them a path? Did we give them a message? Did we plant any seeds and water that seed so that it can grow into a message? So whose fault is that? Because later in this episode, I want to talk about connecting the dots, but I don't want to get too far away from what he just said about this generation. Do we quit? Do we pack up and go to our safe haven and let these children figure it out, shoot it out, die out, purge, as he said, and then now we come back out and try to start all over again? Or do we reach those that we can? Like,
yeah, I wonder where to, like, I'm thinking about connecting the dots too, and I don't want to get too far too fast, but where do we lose the context? Because there's something to be said about, you know, standing up for your rights. Don't shrink in the space. Occupy your full space. You know, this boldness that we live with.
Right.
But without context, like you said, it's just a seed, and a seed not sprinkled on fertile ground. It may bud, but without the right watering and nutrients, it'll wither and die. So I wonder where the disservice started in terms of we ain't taking no mess, but what are we giving?
Right.
Like, what are we, in absence of accepting things as the way they have been, now we're doing this because what? Right?
Right.
Are we just saying bucket the system?
Right.
Right. Right. Because I don't want to say there is or isn't value in that phrase. I don't think there's much value in that phrase absent context. Because then what?
Anarchy. Anarchy.
Then what? There will order, whatever you subscribe to, order will find its way in any environment.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And if you believe in God, God's a God of order, I think we tip the scale into confusion in the name of being loud about how we feel,
right,
and not understanding how to process those feelings or actually what steps to take with that energy.
Even that, what you just said, did our generation do a good job of instilling the belief of a power greater than you?
Mm.
We believe it wholeheartedly for the most part. Even those that have gone astray or went away from foundations they were built on or given, in times of need, hard times, they'll revert and go back to, I'm going to lean on this word. I'm going to lean on my teachings. I'm going to lean on my beliefs.
Yeah.
Whereas this generation, all they know to lean on is pressure. All they know to lean on is force. By any means, by force, take it. Stop letting people play with you. I think it was also, as I think about that and say that out loud, think about the frustration and the anger that's been handed down.
Mm-hmm.
The have-nots. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, man, that's not a good space to be in. And you're molding, because now you're molding this clay, if you will,
mm-hmm.
with these hands of anger, these hands of short temper, these hands of frustration. So now all this product of your molding in this state of mind and this energy knows is I'm not going to be played with anymore.
Yeah.
By any means.
And what does that even mean, man? I think this is this age of information is a gift and a curse, because part of the structure of morals and beliefs being handed down from generation to generation is that you were able to protect the activity mm-hmm. of that generation.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the last conversation I just had, we were talking about like if I couldn't go outside, I couldn't go outside.
That's it.
And if you're inside, just you were subject to, you were limited to the information that was inside of the walls that you were in.
Absolutely.
Now you can be anywhere in the world at any time, hear anybody's opinion. And it sometimes is just enough to spark enough doubt or pique your interest to think about a thing differently.
Right.
But without any kind of foundation or guide or context, it's like to question everything. Question everything to yield what? Question everything so that you don't have a responsibility to any truth. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like you could just live in this land of, but that's not what I believe. That's how. Sometimes the how ain't there, right?
It's not.
And there's an extent, like we had a conversation before, and then what, and then what, and then what. Sometimes that gets that and then what in terms of just being curious goes beyond a bound that you can return.
True.
Within, like when you come back to, because if there's no intent, nothing intentional about your search,
right?
And you're calling yourself challenging things just for the sake of abandoning a responsibility or an accountability,
yep.
I think that's where it gets dangerous.
It does. It does, because now, like you just said, there is no accountability. There is no restraint. There is no limit. There's no boundary. There's no violation even.
No violation.
Because now the old saying of, for some, sin only depends on what you believe in. So if you don't believe that something is fundamentally wrong, you're going to do it every chance you get, right? So now this generation, and not picking on them, but this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So now this generation has so many opportunities to say, I don't believe in that. I'm not falling by that. Oh, you believe anything. You follow anything. Well, what do you believe?
What is your anchor?
Even if you're against it, let that be your foundation. Yeah. They're like, I'm not against anything. I just don't believe that. That's contradiction. Which is it?
Yeah. That's interesting in terms of, like, I think our generation saw the family structure of you must, you shall. This is what we believe.
Yeah.
And then we've also seen the entry. And now, I don't even know where we are in the age of information, but everything being at your fingertips. But I think for some, and I'll say for me, mm-hmm. while I'm on a journey to figure out what was and what is,
yes.
if I'm saying nothing, I'm setting my children up for failure. Because
Absolutely.
Not saying nothing suggests that, well, maybe he doesn't believe anything. Or maybe it's not as important for him to talk about that. So I know I got to be mindful of, as I'm deepening my relationship with God and questioning things for clarity's sake.
Right.
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 And conviction's sake. Because that's another thing, like believing and being convicted of something, two very different things. I can believe that eating healthy makes sense.
Yeah. But
if I'm not convicted and I'm not eating healthy, no, I got the belief, but I'm not getting the benefit because there's no urgency for me to change because of something that I feel and believe within that deeply.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do and I agree. That's just like an overweight cardiologist with visceral fat. You understand? High cholesterol. Like, who are you talking to? You know it. You have the information. You have the belief, but you don't have the conviction. You understand? You're not committed to that thing. So it's the same thing. And to your other point about you being quiet, be mindful of that as a parent. And because if we're quiet, we can be dealing with something, learning something, researching something, questioning something. Be mindful of leaving your children to that silence. You're leaving them to their own thoughts. The conversation also is to spark the conversation with them.
Yeah.
Though that sounds redundant. I need to know what my child is thinking.
Yeah.
Like, what do you believe? What do you feel? I don't want it to be because, well, my parents told me that this is this and this moves this way. This is the belief. This is the creator. What do you truly believe? You're old enough to have this conversation now. And now if I don't agree with something that's coming out of my child's mouth, it's not so much as, whoa, stop right there. We're going to go this route. Maybe perhaps through conversation of, how did you get there? So like, where did you get that from? What makes you think that, or what make you feel that way? And now, because they don't feel challenged and forced down this road through that conversation, perhaps they'll come to your side. Perhaps that'll help some of your curiosities to clear up as well. Like, I needed that, son. I didn't think about that like that, but that actually answered a question I've been dealing with. And now let's talk about this. And we help each other to get there.
That you said, couple of things, leaving them alone to their own thoughts.
Yeah.
For me, that is as scary as leaving them to the thoughts and devices of others.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that their generation chooses to think first because there's already an answer out there.
Right.
So we don't have to critically process how we feel in the moment and what we've ingested and then come to some kind of opinion about it. We can just go get somebody else's opinion.
Immediately.
That other person's opinion has a million likes, then surely.
It's got to be right.
Surely.
It's got to be on.
What are your thoughts on, man, that was good. So like the tolerance for their opinion. Because you said, you mentioned like when they're the age to.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Have a conversation about what do you believe and why, so we can understand where we need to go.
Yeah.
Like, or is this a healthy challenge of thought, or are you just lost? Right. How do you, like, what's a healthy tolerance for that? Because like, I come from a generation of this is what it is.
Yeah.
This is what it is. And I was intimidated to think conflicting thoughts in the house, let alone say them. I think we about to have a.
I actually cherish it now, because again, I'm a work in progress, but it's good. I'm happy that I think and move the way I do with my kids now. So now I feel like I'm partially at times out of touch with reality, when I talk to them, I feel like I'm putting my finger on the pulse. You understand? So I'm trying to get in a better place of outreach. If I want to go talk to young men about issues, problems, and everyday life that they're dealing with, who better to talk to than that generation?
So in I'm your house.
Right. I'm tapping in. What you got going on? What's going on at school? What are they doing at school? How everybody feel? Not trying to pry into y'all's lifestyle so much. So I don't ask imposing questions, but I do ask questions of interest. And I listen with open ears because I'm letting them teach me. Because as we do get older and my knife starts to dull a little bit.
Butter knife.
Oh, right. That butter knife again. So hopefully their knives are getting sharper and sharper. I need you to grab me by the hand and bring me along. Like, oh, Pops, you're falling behind, man. Tighten up. This is the new thing. This is what the generations are doing. This is what society is doing. These are things that they're teaching us in class right now that's prepping us for the next generation of finance or income or stability or housing. They're talking to us like we're not going to be outside anymore. Everything's going to be self-contained or below ground.
Your life could actually be in your glasses.
Correct. Correct. Exactly.
With AI and all of this, man. And creature virtual reality. Like that is wild. Like yeah. This is the Jetsons for real.
It is.
We thought the Jetsons was so far-fetched, right?
Yeah, you thought.
Way over somebody. But just that level of, like that's another thing. Create your own reality.
Right.
What does that stop? You know what I'm saying? Because when technology normalizes, just like a computer or the internet is normal in every house, even in underserved communities, there's access to it. At some point, the AI and the virtual reality is going to put them in a place where they really don't have to have, any social skills.
None. even romantic life it's spilled over into everything, you know? And as crazy as it sounds, the COVID era kind of ushered in, a walking test pilot, if you will. I'm trying to be mindful of how I say whatever I say about that. But some things that were ideas, they had to go live with in real time. So now, to this day, it worked so well that society fell in love with it. You still have restaurants that say their bathroom closed because COVID allowed them to say such.
Right.
They're like, man, we don't even want people inside here anymore. Chick-fil-A now, they're converting their restaurants to drive up only, man. I saw a restaurant where there's no indoor seating. There's no entry point. There's no playground. Man, get in here, get this and keep moving.
That's like bank tellers. Well. Yeah, I mean, bank teller, it already happened with them.
Absolutely.
That's wild. So he, a couple of other things that he said that were, I don't know if inflammatory is the right word, but they don't know love. There's no hope. This generation is lost. Like this almost like it's like they're a sacrificial generation because they're so far gone.
Right.
And I believe he has children. And it's not important to his thoughts spurring the conversation is the important thing. How he actually lives his life. I'm not engaged or invested in that.
Right.
But it's wild to believe both of these things and two seemingly opposing things can be true, right? You would do anything for your children. Let me lead you. Would you do anything for your
Absolutely.
Children?
Absolutely.
Would you stop loving your children?
I would not.
I believe that everybody that I know believes that. How do we get to a generation where the majority or the overwhelming consensus is that they're beyond reach?
Well, self-accountability. And what I mean by that is our generation, we know how to tell each other, I'll do anything for my children. I love my children. I'm proud of my children. Adults say that to other adults. How often do adults tell their children, I'm proud of you. I love you. I'll do anything for you. We don't. We go through day-to-day routine so much that if it's ever questioned, and I've seen it, man, there's parents and families that enter counseling after things have gotten so bad. And then when they start to hear their child say to the counselor in front of them, they don't love me. the initial reaction is, how could you say such? I love you more than life. I love you more than myself. And then the child is, I don't know that. I've never heard you say that. This is the first time I ever heard you say that. And that's a self-check moment in real time for the parent. You're right, if they're being real with themselves.
Yeah.
You're right, I haven't ever told you that. Man, I talk about you at work all the time. I talk about you with my buddies all the time. I'm not there. Your child is not at your job. Your child is not at the places you hang out. They don't go anywhere with you and your friends. Couple nights out, the couples are talking about their children nonstop. The children aren't there to witness it. All they know is, be quiet, sit down, eat, get out of here, stop doing that, stop, 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 stop. When do they hear about the pride and the love that the general public gets to hear? We got to do a better job sharing that with this generation, because they don't hear it. Left to their own thoughts, their thoughts are telling them they're not loved. What do we do?
I think part of that is the awareness of how they receive information.
Yeah.
Right? A conversation, it's another episode in reference to this one, but the young brother was talking about how he was acting out his whole life, teenage life,
mm-hmm.
ultimately landed in jail for several years. He was looking for acceptance from his father. Now, his father was in the house and there and available. And I don't want to speak to how emotionally mature that father was.
Right, right.
Tune into that episode to get the context. But as he was saying it, I was like, man, you were in a two-parent household. Your sister, you had your siblings there. He was talking about moving from Shreveport. When he said he's moving from, you know, he saw the moving from impoverished neighborhood to now there's a house with a yard, and like things are progressing.
Right.
But he's still seeking this validation from his father that he never got. And what I gathered from it was a communication issue.
Yes.
Right. His father was saying things with his actions, but he wasn't actually receiving his actions as validation.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes that is that surprise when you're sitting in the counselor's office, because you swear you communicating one thing.
Right.
By your words, your actions, even if you're saying things to them, maybe it's the way that you say it, the tone, or maybe it's only said in certain circumstances.
Right.
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 But there's so much other conflicting information given, right, that's pointing out the negatives or things that are not so great, that they remember that the most.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
It stands out. It's giving them the biggest reaction.
Because it stands out. So yeah. I think part of the challenge is, and we said it before, addressing and acknowledging that your children are actually humans too.
Absolutely.
Right? That they're not, just because you think you put them in a certain environment or you put certain things within eyesight or earshot, that they're actually picking it up.
Right.
Or they actually care, because you're not delivering the message to them in a way that they can grasp it and kind of hold on to it.
Yeah. With that, I would also like to see parents tone our pride.
I say, go on with it.
We take our kids and we put them on this pedestal. And I say I generalize a lot.
When it's convenient.
When it's convenient. So now, when they do something out of character that we've deemed is their character,
mm-hmm.
if another entity, person, institution wants to then chastise them, we're going to the rescue.
Mm.
Who are you hurting? Same thing. These kids don't have discipline. These kids don't have structure. These kids don't have loyalty. Well, when the checks and balances we had as children,
yeah, man,
tried to step in and put those things in place, here we come to the rescue. You're not going to talk to my kid like that. You tell me what my kid did and I take it from there. Now your kid thinks I only answer to my parent.
Dismantle the village.
Absolutely.
And part of that is that I do what I want to do. How you going to tell me? I question everything. Don't let nobody play you. Don't let nobody tell you just anything.
Yeah.
Like there has to be some bounds and some context to help them process the moments when what the goal of all of those moments are. Like, what are you actually trying to get out of it?
Right.
And it's almost like when we're running to the rescue with that energy, you can't tell me nothing about my kid. I believe my kid.
Right.
Then your kid starts playing you. You know what I'm saying? Because they know mom and pops are always going to save them. I think a lot of that is embarrassment.
Yeah.
Like, because something got exposed that you didn't have a handle on. And now you want to err on the side of the relationship with your child not having any bumps in the road versus actually identifying a challenge that could lead to something very detrimental, like not just for your child, but for your household.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because yes.
If the more and more they inch away, at some point they're going to buck on you.
Right.
If everything is about, at some point there's going to be no delineation between my parents as an authority and authority. And it's not lost on me that certain authoritative groups and organizations take advantage of their authority.
They absolutely
do.
They
wield it recklessly and all of that.
Yes.
So that's the dance.
Yep.
But the pendulum swinging from one side to the other is dangerous.
It is. And speaking of danger and the pendulum, you have to also be mindful of, as a parent, a dangerous parenting style is chastisement towards your child is not an attack on your parenting.
True.
You know, you can instill the best things and ideas in your child. If they happen to slip, if they happen to make a mistake, someone sees it, a person of authority sees it, and they're correcting the child. We as parents sometimes get offended. How dare you act as though I'm not raising my child properly? That's not what this is. This is hopefully reiterating or reinforcing the things that you are doing at home to raise your child properly. It's just now they're getting it in multiple places, not just at home. So now if you're being trained at home, you're being trained at school, you're being trained at your place of worship, if you're getting trained at the library, everywhere you're going, that same training is consistent. You now become consistent because now that's your norm. Not just, I got to look over my shoulder and see if my parents are around.
Yeah.
If my parents not around, it's free fall around here. That's not the case.
But what happens when the parents can't be checked? Like if, I think this generation, our generation is the first that's easing down that slippery slope too of not just strangers can't check me, but I'm not accountable to anybody.
Nobody.
You know what I'm saying? I'm accountable to me.
Man.
Right. And if you leave yourself to your own devices, that'll get you as far as you can go.
Right.
But I just can't. There's so many layers to it because it leaks into how you choose your friends and what you accept from your friends and what your children see about that.
Yeah.
Right. If your children see dad always hanging with the guys and there's no accountability, just debauchery.
Loose.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, loose.
And that's
I only hear him talk like this when he's with his partner.
You know what I'm saying? That's a dangerous thing, man. But I'm struggling with the, like, how do you paint a generation hopeless? And maybe it's the struggle, like I've talked about using the word struggle, but transparently, I think I catch myself sometimes focusing on the house.
Yeah.
Like what happens within my house. And then not so much what happens in the house stays in this house, but I'm putting all my energy into being aware of what's happening here that I'm, like you said, but I'm tuned out. I'm literally, when memes come across,
right,
I typically have no context.
Yeah.
Right. And everybody else is and they get it. And I'm just like,
somebody break this down.
And that's the thing. I don't even want that.
I'm just like, yeah.
Like, why are we talking about this? I get on, maybe it's a soapbox of not giving anything that's, giving things that aren't meaningful attention.
Yeah.
Almost to a detriment.
Yeah. 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 I was guilty of that for a while because I really don't care for watching TV. Like, I do not watch television, but you'll find yourself kind of being out of the loop on some things that even perhaps your children are on.
Right.
Again, going back to trying to put my finger on the pulse of the generation. So I had to force myself to watch some things that my children enjoy watching or ask questions about it. I'll sneak and go catch something and then drop something on my teenage son and he'll laugh about it. He like, man, what you know about that?
Yeah.
But that's just to try to give us something to where we're not riding in the car staring out of my window. He's staring out of his window. Just give us something to chop it up about. So that's again, I try to be mindful about, like you said, throwing the whole generation in a box together, because that general statement is dangerous and reckless.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be careful, because when we do say such, you'll make that generation hopeless. The ones that aren't. There are some that are. There are some that are not. I heard a professor say a very interesting statement this week. He spoke on, we're always being society, the part of society that we see is really the 5%. The 5% is constantly getting jammed down our throats. The other 95, they don't really operate like that. Meaning, who wants to watch the news and see where this mother says, oh, today I went to work. I got off of my 9 to 5. I fed my children. Everybody's happy. We went to bed. Nobody's going to watch that. Their ratings will be zero. Whereas, you know, knocking you off or this dangerous or this robbery, et cetera, et cetera. If this takes place, oh, it's a whole different animal now. Like everybody's tuned in. Everybody's sharing it on social media platforms. They're calling each other. Look at the Alabama incident.
I was lost. I saw the memes, like, he can swim too.
Yeah.
He a swimmer, he a track. Like, I'm like,
yeah.
What happened?
Man.
But I never went to look for it until I couldn't, like, you couldn't avoid it at some point. Couldn't.
Right. Same thing. So that's why when you catch these young men out, I say young men a lot, the young women, the young ladies as well, but I focus on these young men. These young men are they can be very influential, right? So be mindful of what you're telling them. Be mindful of what they're seeing.
Yeah. Bro, we we can make good on our word right now.
Yeah.
Quick 40. Yeah. Definitely want to open that dialogue. Get with us in the comments. I think this would be by the time this ends, this would be an excellent topic to actually continue on the live and get some real-time feedback.
Right.
And some engagement about just like thoughts on a hopeless generation. And I don't even know that it needs more prompting than that, because I think that should be triggering enough to feel some kind of way.
It has to be.
I don't know how you stay neutral unless you just don't have children or don't care about children. But yeah, man, quick in and out on the Vamp Life Vamp Life episode. Always want to shout out our I don't even know what to call it. People that we've business we fool with.
Yeah.
That'll be a better. that'll be a better.
People we fool with, it'll
develop,
man.
Yeah, it'll develop over time. It'll be seventh attack. It'll be a much more catchy. Love Keisha J. Keisha J Studios.
Yeah.
Praise report earlier today said the website was ringing off.
Hey, man.
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
So she's transitioned from Etsy. She still has her Etsy shop, but she's lovekeishajstudios.com.
Love it.
lovekeishajstudios.com. Of course, we, re-energize about healthy marriage is dope. Like never... No, re-energize is fine, because that's not a negative thing. But definitely had some uptick in interest and people just understanding what it is.
Please, because honestly, there have been several women, including my wife, on my head about what's going on with healthy marriages, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what we doing, what we got.
Yeah.
Got some stuff I want to talk about. I was like, okay, I'll put the word out.
Letting the Lord work, man.
Letting the Lord work.
It's so many. I have to be mindful not to to allow space and time for things to develop as they're supposed to.
Right.
So the good thing about this side of the this platform within the network is the reps and accountability.
True.
So whenever that faucet is turned back on, we in there.
In due time, not my time.
The only time I want to operate on.
Yeah.
Flexion.
Flexion Chiropractic. Got some good stuff in the works. had a great meeting today. Mm. Some real prospects hit the table today. So that's going to actually translate into some other movements that are directly benefit the Dear Son Network as well. So let's stay tuned.
All these blessings. We'll take them, man. Yeah, quick, concise, man. We're making good on this. Any closing thoughts?
Nope. Be intentional, be focused, and time stamp.
We appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.
Peace.
Y'all see me in the new, look like a new studio vibe. I know you're wondering. And if you're not wondering, that means this is your first episode.
Shouldn't be.
First episode.
It's cool if it is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I just pull it out and count for nothing when I'm feeling great. Give my baby little more.